On our return to Milan, I recall one or two of us discussing the occurrence and agreeing that the quality of unreality and the fact that there were no wounded did much to rob the disaster of a horror which might have been much greater. Also, the fact that it had been so immediate, and that the dead were in consequence still as little unpleasant as possible to carry and deal with, made it quite removed from the usual battlefield experience. The pleasant, though dusty ride through the beautiful Lombard countryside also was a compensation for the unpleasantness of the duty, and on our return, while we exchanged impressions, we all agreed that it was indeed fortunate that the fire which broke out just before we arrived had been brought under control as rapidly as it had, and before it had attained any of the seemingly huge stocks of unexploded munitions. We agreed, too, that the picking up of the fragments had been an extraordinary business, it being amazing that the human body should be blown into pieces which exploded along no anatomical lines, but rather divided as capriciously as the fragmentation in the burst of a high explosive shell. A naturalist, to obtain accuracy of observation, may confine himself in his observations to one limited period, and I will take first that following the Austrian offensive of June 1918 in Italy as one in which the dead were present in their greatest numbers, a withdrawal having been forced, and an advance later made to recover the ground lost so that the positions after the battle were the same as before, except for the presence of the dead. Until the dead are buried, they change somewhat in appearance each day. The color change in Caucasian races is from white to yellow-green, to black. If left long enough in the heat, the flesh comes to resemble coal tar, especially where it has been broken or torn, and it has quite a visible tar-like iridescence. The dead grow larger each day until sometimes they become quite too big for their uniforms, filling these until they seem blown tight enough to burst. The individual members may increase in girth to an unbelievable extent, and faces fill as taut and globular as balloons.